Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Jeff and Jen Show
in the morning
on Star 94.1.
What the Florida? The Sunshine State does not have the brightest criminals, but these are my people. I love Floridians because I am one.
These are your roots.
That's right. And that's how you're allowed to make fun is when you are one.
Right? Yes.
I am a proud Floridian bringing you this story of the Easter Bunny.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
On Sunday night in downtown Orlando, there was a man and a woman who got into a fight. They bumped into each other. Words were exchanged. And then things were getting really physical and heated. So the Easter Bunny decided to step in for justice. A man in a full head-to-toe Easter Bunny costume just happened to be on the street and witness this fight going down. So he tries to insert himself into it and break up the fight. But
does he physically separate the two people as the Easter Bunny?
Yes.
Or does he just start hopping around as a distraction nearby?
No, he tries to physically separate these two people as the Easter Bunny. And then the man in the fight must have said something that really ticked him off because the Easter Bunny went ham.
Oh, no.
The Easter Bunny changed gears and started throwing punches at the man.
Marshall,
you
Bunny.
Do it. You do it, Easter Bunny. You get it.
It's like, I'm going to take justice into my own Easter Bunny paws. And he sure did.
It's like Avengers, the holiday edition, Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, and the Tooth Fairy.
Luckily, someone nearby had their phone and whipped out and took a video. So we have a little bit of this action.
Hey, Easter Bunny, go.
It's Easter Bunny.
Easter Bunny, get on there.
Cops showed up, broke up the entire fight, and actually didn't end up arresting anyone.
Well, you can't take the Easter Bunny to jail on Easter Sunday.
Yeah, the cuffs would.
Imagine if you were driving down the road and you looked over and next to you and your kid's in the car and there's the Easter Bunny in the back of his cop car. Not allowed.
Big thanks to Kim Wiley who sent this story to me yesterday. She's one of our not-so-cool kids, always sending me What the Florida stories. And when she did, a little song popped into my head. Are you ready for it?
Bring it.
Here comes Peter Cottontail down in Florida going to jail.
Oh, Jen, I love you.
You're so proud of yourself right now.
What the Florida? All right, now we got to head over to Key West. There's a 29-year-old guy named Gabriel Molina from Miami, Florida. And on Saturday night, he was in the Florida Keys driving a Ferrari. Nobody knows yet if this was his Ferrari or he was just renting it or borrowing it, but he wanted to see what it could do. A cop spotted him doing over 75 miles an hour in a 45, so the cop tried to pull him over, but then Gabriel was like, I'm driving a Ferrari, and he took off, going 100 miles an hour. Now, the cop eventually caught up with him when he stopped at a gas station, and Gabriel's excuse for the chase, he said, oh, I didn't see you. The car is a Ferrari, and it just goes fast. Unfortunately for Gabriel, he must have ticked off his girlfriend because she was in the passenger seat, and she told cops a different story. She said he definitely saw the cop and tried to outrun him.
Whoopsie.
In the Ferrari.
Wow. Yeah, here's the first rule is if you're on a fairly small island, don't try to outrun the cops.
True.
It's a little difficult to get off that island.
In Key West, there's one road going
that's
in
what I mean.
And one road going out. That's it.
Like, all they got to do is go park on the one bridge.
Yeah, Gabriel was arrested for fleeing and eluding. What the Florida? Thanks to Meredith Wilkes for that story. And finally, thanks to Leah Luvisi for sending me this one. This is my favorite. It's Joel Benjamin. He's 71, giving new life to that phrase, get off my lawn. Right, isn't that what all old men say about kids in the neighborhood? But it wasn't kids for Joel Benjamin's neighborhood. It was actually just a woman. walking her dog around 9:30 p.m. on the sidewalk in front of his house. And he walked out, approached her with a water gun filled with his own urine and squirted the woman several times and said, "Get off my lawn." But she wasn't even on his lawn. So the Gulfport Police Department officer came out and investigated, questioned Benjamin. And he says that, yeah, he did it. And he was not remorseful. He said he would do it again. So he was arrested on a misdemeanor and battery charge.
What's most remarkable about that is the precision it takes to fill a water gun using your normal kitchen sink. Imagine being a man trying to fill it, you know, that way.
What the Florida? Wasted away there in Margarita. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Searching for my lost shaker song. Ever come across a crazy story out of my home state of Florida, please do pass it along to me. You can find me through star941atlanta.com. It's my own damn fault.
It's a bit, boys. Yeah. Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on star941.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.